Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's session of Yoga Nidra with a little bit of a light / specific, do they go together, intention or focus on the sacral chakra, the tailbone, the pelvis, pelvic floor, pelvic bowl, that fluid space between the hips, above pubic bone, in the low abdomen. Sacral chakra healing today. Whatever that might look like or feel like for you today. So just getting started, make sure you're in a space you won't be disturbed. Lay comfortably on your back. You can place a pillow or a bolster, a blanket under your knees, just to make it easy for the sacral chakra, your pelvis, your hips, low belly, low back, to settle down, settle in. Maybe a thin pillow for under your head. Cover yourself with a blanket, cover the eyes. And when you feel ready, close down the eyes and take as much time as you need to really arrive right here in this practice, in this moment, in your body. We'll be going on a journey today. Slowly, sweetly, layer by layer, breath by breath, we will travel deeper down into relaxation and deeper down into the body to do some weeding today, right? To pull out the weeds, tend to the soil, smooth it out so we can plant, grow, blossom, and thrive all in our own time. So for now, feel how you are lying here today in this moment, gently letting your body start to relax more and more with each breath, and taking any little movements or fidgets that you might need. Get comfortable and become aware of all of the parts of your body that are touching the surface below you. Feel the surface or surfaces beneath you. Feel how you are being carried and supported here by your bed, the couch, maybe the floor or mat. How are you being supported by the earth? Notice, feel it so that you can let go into it. Now, to help your body relax even more, to take out some weeds of tension, maybe you've already guessed it, we're now going to work with our tense and release practice. The juice is always worth the squeeze. I know it's a bit of effort, but trust me, it is totally worth it. We're going to do it body part by body part or zone by zone. So to start, I want you to bring all of your awareness into both of your feet. Breathe normally. Now squeeze and curl the toes. You got it. Curl. Maybe you lock the ankles, the calves now, the shins, the knees, the thighs, the hamstrings. Squeeze the glutes. You're still breathing normally, right? Squeeze your glutes. Feel that engage the pelvic floor and let it ripple up through low belly, the pelvis, sacral chakra. So from belly button down to those curled tight toes, lock the legs, engage the muscles towards the bone. Now take a huge breath in. Now hold your breath, squeeze even tighter, belly button through glutes, through legs, through toes, squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Through the mouth, sigh it out, relax, release the feet, lower the legs down if they lift it up, relax. Feel that flood, that flush of relaxation a letting go. Moving on. Breathe normally, diaphragmatic breathing. Squeeze your fists tightly, make them into little balls. Keep squeezing, keep breathing. Now feel that tension created through the forearms. Lock the elbows, the upper arms, flex those biceps, lift the shoulders up towards the ears. Now from belly button up, the abdomen, the ribs, still breathing, the chest, the shoulder blades, the throat. Take a huge breath in. Hold the breath, squeeze even tighter from belly button up through the torso, through the chest, the collarbones, the arms, the fisted hands, the throat, through the mouth. Let it all go. Ah, sweet release, right? Juice is worth the squeeze. Only one more. We're gonna add the face, the head, and put them all together. Breathe normally, very important. Curl the toes, lock the ankles, engage the calves and shins, lock knees, the hamstrings, the thighs, squeeze the glutes, lift through the pelvis, the pelvic floor, an activation, a squeeze here. Clench the abdominal wall, the abdominal organs, the ribs, the chest, the shoulders, maybe lift up, lock shoulder blades, hug muscle to bone through upper arms, forearms, make fist, breathe normally, squeeze up through the throat, the neck, now the face, squeeze up like a raisin, maybe the head lifts off the ground, even tighten your scalp, your hair follicles, tight, 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 take a huge inhale, hold the breath, even the jaw, the lips, squeeze even tighter through fists and toes and belly, longest and last hold, tight as you can. Through the mouth, sigh it out. Soften, loosen and release any grip, any tension. Release. Let your entire body relax, every muscle softening, releasing, letting go. Smooth out that cool soil. No more weeds. Space to grow now. Settle down, settle in. Feel the whole body quiet, soft, and relaxed. Make any little fidgets or adjustments to find your sweet spot. And notice how much easier it is now to sink deeper and deeper into stillness and rest. And as you continue to settle down, settle in, to relax into your space, start to follow your breath as it enters the body. Watch how the in-breath gently explores and caresses each muscle, organ, tissue, bone, lymph, vein, artery, nerve, bathing all of them with fresh oxygen and your awareness, facilitating their further relaxation. Allow yourself to linger here, to get curious a few moments, aware of the body breathing, aware of the effortless, natural ebb and flow of your breath, aware of the body being breathed, breath exploring and caressing every part of you. Bathing every part with oxygen and awareness, and sinking deeper down into relaxation, into presence. Now let your awareness gently move into your heart space. Notice how your breath gently moves your chest up and down. And just keep breathing into your chest, and the ribs now feel that movement, only letting your chest move with the breath. Now visualize a flower, any kind of flower. Notice the shape, the color, the size, flower of your choice. Visualize it in the heart space. And with every breath you take in, this flower opens petal by petal more and more. Opening with the breath. Your natural breath making the flower bloom and open more and more. Could you just feel how this flower and your heart are opening and relaxing every breath more and more? Until you feel that your flower is in full bloom, your heart soft, open, and relaxed. Now slowly let the breath move into your belly and feel your belly move up and down with the breath. Then let your breath go deeper and deeper down into the pelvic bowl. Let your pelvic bowl receive your breath. Let your breath move flow all the way down into your pelvic floor. That muscle at the bottom in between your sitting bones, pubic bone, and tailbone, where the sacral chakra lives. Just feel the flow of sensations of your breath. Your whole pelvic bowl can relax deeper. Keep breathing. Breathing deeply into your pelvic bowl. Now let's visualize that flower again, but this time on your pelvic floor. And with each breath in, this flower opens petal by petal, bit by bit. With each inhale, the flower opens more and more. With each inhale, the pelvic floor relaxes more and more. Feel that. Feel any tension melting away. Anything stored here dissolving. Keep breathing deeply into that flower. And when your flower is fully open and in bloom, your pelvic floor, your sacral chakra, is fully relaxed, soft, fluid, and free. Your breath has brought the flower to bloom, and the sacral chakra to relax, pelvic floor to open. Now feel the sensations in your whole body. Feel the energy, the prana flowing. Feel your whole body. Notice how your face is softening and releasing any tension. the cheeks melting, eyes sinking deeper down into sockets, energy starting to flow more freely through the entire body. Feel the sensations in your neck and shoulders. Feel how energy flows through arms and hands. Sensations in your back, your chest, your belly, your whole pelvic bowl. Feel the energy and sensations flowing all the way down through legs, feet, and toes. Your whole body consisting of energy, of sensation, floating and relaxing. Feel the energy floating up and then down your body. So on the inhale, feel that life force energy flowing from toes all the way up to the crown. And when you exhale, that breath, all that energy flows back down, crown to toes. Just keep witnessing, following that cosmic energy up and down the body, pranic energy sensations, that magical energy, also known as chi, right? Keep following your chi, your breath. Follow it up and down your body, riding the chi with your breath, up and down, in and out. Now, repeat the following intention 3 times with me, mentally allowing my words to become your words. I am fully relaxed, and my body heals itself. I am fully relaxed, and my body heals itself. I am fully relaxed, and my body heals itself. Your mind now directs every cell in your body to repair and renew. The more you let yourself go into this healing process, the more sensations you will start to feel. Feel a healing white energy flow through your feet, your toes, the soles of the feet, the arches. Notice how this energy is gently and slowly moving further up through your ankle joints, your calves and shins. Feel how it absolutely relaxes everything. All your muscles, connective tissues, cells beginning to renew and relax. Feel this healing white light moving up through your knees, the upper legs, swirling deep into your hips. Both legs fully and completely relaxed, healing, renewing, and repairing. That white healing energy now flowing up through your pelvis, moving and sweeping through your whole pelvic bowl, relaxing your pelvic space, feeling free and self-healing. White energy moving through your back now, your whole back and spine, restoring and healing all the muscles and cells, energy moving through your belly, your organs, your ribs, your chest, your heart space flowing with this healing, rebalancing white energy. Almost like everything is starting to shine and glisten, to flow and become lighter by this healing white energy. From heart space through collarbone, shoulders, arms, hands, fingers, all the way into fingertips, everything white, flowing, healing, renewing. Your neck, jaw, face completely relaxed, soft and free. Your whole body feeling light, relaxed, renewed and restored. Whole body healing itself. Whole body healing. Now bring all your attention to that magical spark in between your eyebrows. Let your awareness sink into this spot, eyebrow center, and then let it sink, fall back into the geometric center of your brain, pineal gland, deeper, deeper, keep going. And once you've arrived in the center of the brain, you find a long spiral staircase. That staircase descends down to the deepest core of your heart. So when you're ready, you start to walk down, descend down this staircase from brain to the heart. Step by step, begin now. 10. Keep going, quietly walking down the stairs. 9. Your own pace, step by step. Keep going down. 8. Dropping deeper and deeper. 7. 6. Maybe grab the railing. You've got it. Keep going. 5. 4. 3. Just a little further. 2. 1. You've reached the heart. You are now at the gate. Open it and walk into the space of your heart. Once you step in through that gate, you immediately feel a flood of gratitude. Yeah. You feel love and compassion, a softness, a deep love. Linger here a moment. Feel that love all around you. And then, in the center of your heart space, you see a slide appearing. A beautiful, playful, vibrant slide. Notice the color. Maybe it's covered or the top half is open. See this slide from center of heart down to the pelvic bowl, into the core of pelvic bowl. That space from where you express, where you feel, where you create. A deep, deep energy here. So gently, slowly, with some excitement, walk towards the slide. Sit down at the top Maybe it's a water slide, fluid, flexible, playful. Notice how soft, how gentle, how playful and safe it feels. Top of the slide. Slowly, maybe you count yourself down, rock back and forth. Give yourself a push. Start to slide down, glide down. Maybe it's a straight drop. Maybe you swirl, maybe you zig and zag. Start your descent down. Maybe you lay down, keep going. Keep sliding just a little longer, a little further. 3, 2, 1. You have arrived now at the center, the core of your pelvic space. Step off the slide, stand up, and take a look around. What do you see? How does this space look for you? Maybe it's very anatomical. Maybe it's a room with walls. You might see a garden or something completely and uniquely yours. What does your pelvic space look like? What does it feel like in here? Are there any particular colors? Is it an empty space? Is it big and vast? Is it contained, small? Are there any things in this space? Take your time to really see, feel, and perceive your pelvic space. And notice, how does it feel to be here? Now, scan through this space again and notice if there's any tension, any hardness, darkness, or stuck energy that you can see, that you can feel here in this space. And invite that healing, white, luminescent energy again to cleanse these parts of your pelvic space, liberating any trapped energy, bringing light to the dark, making this space more open and relaxed. Or you can just feel into the pelvic space and see what it needs. Does it maybe just need your attention, your awareness, or the need of a particular color or light or energy? You can even sweep your place clean with a broom, with water, with smoke from some white sage or Palo Santo, maybe a singing bowl, a drum, a gong perhaps. Maybe you just sweep your space clean with your hands, little internal self massage, whatever feels right for you. Know that there's absolutely no wrong way to go here. Do whatever comes naturally to you. Trust that you and your sacral chakra, this pelvic space, know exactly what to do. Know exactly what your space needs. Now take another moment to connect to your pelvic space. See if there's something this space wants to tell you. wants to share with you, just listen. Let this message come up naturally. Let it manifest any way it wants to. You might see an image, a memory might pass, a feeling, a sound, a phrase. You might just have words. There might be a lot coming up, not much at all. It's all good. There's no right way. You might even want to just ask a question to your sacral chakra, your pelvic space. A question to your intuition, your inner knowing. You can ask your question here and listen for the answer. Don't force it. Let it all happen naturally now. And slowly, we're going to leave the pelvic space. No, you can always come back to it. It's always here for you, always supporting, helping, rooting for you. Slowly, gently, let's bring the awareness back up. So from the pelvic floor, back up to your heart space. Begin to feel that gratitude, that pure love in your heart. Sink a little deeper into that feeling. Almost like you're sinking into a huge bath. Big bathtub filled with warmth, love, and compassion, gratitude. Just feel the connection here with yourself. A connection with everything around you. Just feel. Gratitude for yourself, your life, all that has led you here, people around you, the lessons. It's like you're sinking deeper into that warm bath, slowly dissolving deeper and deeper into your heart, surrounded by only love. Body is consisting only of this loving energy now. Completely dissolve here, let go. Yeah, release all fears, burdens, and worries. Give them over to the stillness, to the rest. And let go. Let go until you reach the deepest stillness within you. And stay here. In stillness. In energy, depth, and rest. You have reached the deepest domain of rest. And you don't have to do anything anymore. But just be here. Now slowly you're starting to hear my voice once again. My voice bringing you back to the surface. Slowly becoming aware of your body and the space in which you lie. Become aware of all the parts of your body that are touching the earth below you. Feel the space around you, walls, ceiling. Feel yourself fully coming back into your body. Notice your breath. Feel your clothes touching the skin. Feel the breath moving through, and slowly, if you feel it's time, you can start to breathe a little deeper. Maybe insert some wiggles to toes and fingers. Rotate wrists and ankles, swaying the head, the chin, left to right. Slowly start to move more and more in any way that feels good and right, but take your time. Absolutely no need to rush here, no need to move at all. Whatever feels right to calmly, slowly, sweetly awaken the body. Take your time. And when and if it feels right, you can pull your knees in, give yourself a squeeze, a few rocks and rolls, a little back massage before eventually maybe roll over to your side, your belly, or rise to a seat, eyes closed. If on your side, your arm can be a pillow for your head, knees hugged in. Wherever you are, however you are, take a moment or two or three to reflect here, to integrate, to actually feel the effects of your yoga nidra practice. Notice how your body, your mind, your breath feels now compared to when you first lay down and were squeezing and letting go. Notice if there's anything that came up for you today that you would like to take with you or maybe leave behind. Take your time, be with yourself here, feel, notice, observe, steep and bask in the afterglow of our practice. Closing here with gratitude today. And could you be especially grateful, as I am, towards yourself? Thankful that you have taken this time, carved it out, this time and space for you today. Grateful for your body, for your breath. The peace, the silence, the wisdom deep within you. Grateful for the medicine of your yoga nidra practice today. With hands at heart center, know I am infinitely grateful for you and this sacred space we get to share together. I see you. I'm very thankful for you. With hands at heart center, the top of my slide, if you remember that part, I bow to you. And our practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.